The Bush administration says it does not know who is responsible for the assassination of Rafiq Hariri. That determination will have to await the outcome of investigations. By recalling the U.S. ambassador to Syria, however, the administration is blaming Syria for the general lack of security in Lebanon. And administration officials say additional measures might be forthcoming. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
U.S. officials say they're genuinely uncertain whether Syria had a role in the Hariri assassination, but they have their suspicions. One official who follows Syria and Lebanon closely says the Syrians had at least a motivation to go after Hariri. As a politician, he'd become increasingly outspoken against the presence of Syrian troops in Lebanon. According to this official, killing Hariri could serve as a warning to anyone opposed to Syria's influence in Lebanon and could set back any movement to end Syria's dominating role there. But there are other views as well. Martha Kessler, a former Syria analyst at the CIA, says it would be irrational of the Syrians to kill Hariri.
They haven't engaged in that kind of activity since the early 80s. And I think the last thing they would want to do right now is draw the ire of the United States. They're deeply concerned that they have crosshairs painted on their back anyway.
In recalling the U.S. ambassador to Syria, the Bush administration sent a strong message to Damascus while stopping short of blaming Syria directly for yesterday's bombing. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher today suggested that by keeping 14,000 troops in Lebanon, Syria bears responsibility for a general lack of security and political stability there.
I think what we're pointing to today is the broader effect that Syrian influence, that Syrian presence in Lebanon has had, in terms of sort of distorting the political environment in Lebanon. And this terrorist bombing reminds us even more starkly that Syrian presence in Lebanon is not good.
In recent months, the United States has been mainly concerned about Syria's role in Iraq. U.S. officials have complained that Syrian authorities have not moved forcefully against insurgents who are based in Syrian territory. But the assassination of Rafiq Hariri shifts the focus back to Lebanon. Martha Kessler predicts that the opposition to Syria's presence in Lebanon may now grow as a result of yesterday's bombing.
There have been groups that have wanted the Syrians out of Lebanon, and they certainly will take advantage of this, particularly with the sort of early judgment that somehow they're the most likely suspect. And it may well be orchestrated for exactly that purpose. The Syrians can lower their profile and even lower their presence in Lebanon and still have considerable influence on the country, and they may well choose to do that.
In his State of the Union address, President Bush held out the prospect of applying sanctions to Syria that are already authorized under U.S. law but not yet implemented. One move would be to go after the assets of individual Syrians. Another would be to limit U.S. investment in Syria. Such steps would have limited impact if undertaken only by the United States. But in the aftermath of the Hariri killing, U.S. officials are hopeful of getting more cooperation from the French government, which had a close relationship with Hariri. The Pentagon has long argued for tougher sanctions against Syria. The State Department has been reluctant to go along, but Richard Boucher today suggested that patience with Syria is fast running out.
We are indeed concerned about many aspects of Syrian behavior, and the longer we go on without seeing some significant progress in these areas, the more likely it becomes that we'll look to the various tools that we have.
For its part, the Syrian government is vigorously denying any involvement in the Hariri killing, and it's stressing its support of anti-terrorism efforts generally. This was a point made by Syria's ambassador to the United States, Imad Mustafa, in an interview this past Sunday on CNN.
Since September 11, and even now while we are talking, Syria helps the United States in its war against terrorism. Our intelligence organizations cooperate with your intelligence organizations.
Syria, in fact, has assisted the United States in targeting some members of the Al-Qaeda network, and U.S. officials say it is possible that Rafiq Hariri's killing was the work of Al-Qaeda or a related group. Hariri was close to the Saudi royal family, of which Al-Qaeda is an archenemy. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.